Let me now turn to the reason I originally scheduled this press conference. As you know, after the shooting at Fort Hood last November, I asked former Army Secretary Togo West and former Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Vern Clark to conduct an independent review of the Department's policies, programs, and procedures for identifying and responding to internal threats. I should note that it pertains solely to the Defense Department and does not address other executive branch agencies. The review was completed on time and delivered to me this week. As expected, Secretary West and Admiral Clark conducted a serious, thorough assessment, and I thank them for taking on this difficult task. First of all, because it remains an active investigation, criminal investigation, I can't address the specifics of the Major Hassan case at this time. The report does include accountability recommendations involving Army personnel responsible for supervising Major Hassan. And I have forwarded those recommendations to Secretary of the Army John McHugh and directed him to take appropriate action. Considering the scope of this report, it will take some time to assess all the relevant policies. That said, I do have some immediate thoughts on the review's findings. The report concludes that the initial response at Fort Hood to the incident was prompt and effective. Leaders had anticipated mass casualty events in their emergency response plans and exercises, and base personnel were prepared to take appropriate and decisive actions to secure the situation. The first responders deserve recognition for the efforts that prevented an awful situation from becoming even worse. However, the report raises serious questions about the degree to which the entire Department of Defense is prepared for similar incidents in the future, especially multiple simultaneous incidents. It also reveals shortcomings in the way the Department is prepared to defend against threats posed by external influences operating on members of our military community. It is clear that as a department, we have not done enough to adapt to the evolving domestic internal security threat to American troops and military facilities that has emerged over the past decade. In this area, as in so many others, this department is burdened by 20th century processes and attitudes mostly rooted in the Cold War. Our counterintelligence procedures are mostly designed to combat an external threat such as a foreign intelligence service. Likewise, our force protection procedures are set up to investigate and adjudicate criminal conduct such as domestic abuse and gang activities. In particular, the review concluded the DOD force protection programs are not properly focused on internal threats such as workplace violence and self-radicalization. The problem is compounded in the absence of a clear understanding of what motivates a person to become radicalized and commit violent acts. For example, the current definition for prohibited activities is incomplete and does not provide adequate guidance for commanders and supervisors to act on potential threats to security. Current policies on prohibited activities provide neither the authority nor the tools for commanders and supervisors to intervene when DOD personnel at risk of potential violence make contact or establish relationships with persons or entities that promote self-radicalization. We need to refine our understanding of what these behavioral signals are and how they progress. At the same time, there is no well-integrated means to gather, evaluate, and disseminate the wide range of behavioral indicators that could help our commanders better anticipate an internal threat. Defense personnel management systems are generally organized to withhold and compartmentalize troubling information about individuals as opposed to sharing it with the people and leaders who need to know. Among other significant findings and recommendations, the report also says there is no senior DOD official responsible for integrating force protection policy throughout the department, and individual installations can react to attacks, but the department does not have a coherent approach or integrated command and control system to deal with internal threats. As a next step, I'm directing the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense, Dr. Paul Stockton, to conduct an expeditious assessment of the review's findings and recommendations in order to implement them as quickly as appropriate. As this will involve a number of department organizations and functions, this effort will include a broad range of defense offices, departments, and commands. My view is there are a number of actions we must take soon to fix this problem, and I am setting a goal of accomplishing this by March. Other actions will require more fundamental institutional changes over a longer period of time, and my goal is to accomplish these changes, or at least have them underway, by June. Secretary West and Admiral Clark will provide a more detailed briefing later today, and the copies of their report will be available at that time. We are not passing them out right now because we're up on the Hill briefing the Congress. A final thought. I would ask all commanders and leaders at every level to make an effort to look beyond their day-to-day tasks and be attuned to personnel who may be at risk or pose a danger. One of the core functions of leadership is assessing the performance and fitness of people honestly and openly. Failure to do so, or kicking the problem to the next unit or the next installation, may lead to damaging, if not devastating, consequences. As I said back in November, there is nothing any of us can say to ease the pain of the wounded, the families of the fallen, and the members of the Fort Hood community affected by this incident. It is our obligation to the victims of the attack and to the men and women who have put their lives on the line to serve their country to do everything in our power to prevent similar tragedies from occurring in the future.